Assalamu alaikum. My name is Muhammad Samir Pasha. I'm a student from India. Near my house there is a masjid where the Imam recites verse of the glorious Quran and blows it on water and gives it to the children. And on a piece of paper, he writes certain verses and it is like a ta'weez, and it is given to children and other people in order to protect or as a sort of treatment from possession of jinns. What is the Islamic ruling regarding this? As far as reciting verse of the glorious Quran on water and then giving it to an individual to drink, there is no problem in this. The best form of ruqya is that a person does it individually on himself. So he recites verses of the glorious Quran, for example, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Nas and other verses, and he recites verses on water and he blows onto the water and then he drinks the water, there is no problem in it. But even if someone else does it and gives it to an individual, there is no problem in it. When an individual is doing ruqya, he should see to it that it should be as per the teachings of the Sharia. And there are various ways of removing jinns or a jinn from an individual. Many of these ways, they are haram, they are prohibited. For example, taking the help of another jinn in order to remove a jinn from a human being. This is haram, it is prohibited. If a person wants to remove jinn from an individual, it should be as per the teachings of the glorious, as per the rules of Sharia, and it should not involve in anything that is haram, that is prohibited. Unfortunately, many people, they have made this as a business and they charge thousands of ringgits or thousands of dollars to an individual just to perform this treatment of ruqya. So even this should be avoided, that is fleecing people just for performing ruqya. As far as the use of ta'weez or writing certain things on pieces of paper, certain verses of the glorious Quran and hanging it on your neck, what is the ruling regarding this? Our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Man 'allaqa tamimatan faqad ashrak." That anyone who hangs an amulet, he has committed shirk. So hanging these amulets, whether they contain verse of the glorious Quran or whether they don't contain, it is haram, it is prohibited. In fact, it is a bid'ah, it is an innovation. Certain people, they think that these amulets will protect them. And it is a sort of protection from the jinn, from the devils, etc. This is against the teachings of Islam. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, did not do it. Nor did the Sahaba do this. If you want to protect yourself from the jinns or from the devils, recite the adhkar, the morning and evening adhkar. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see to it that you do not involve in things that are haram. This is the best way of protecting yourself. So these ta'weez, these amulets, we should see to it that we do not wear it. And whatever acts of worship that we are doing, as far as it is related to the deen, there should be evidence for this, and I stressed upon this previously as well. So I hope that answers your question.